He's great and greatly to be praised. He's great and greatly to be praised. Not only have I read this, but I know it to be true, that he's great and greatly to be praised. Can we give our great God a great praise right here? In the last 2 years, I've seen so many significant miracles that I can't even count them anymore. It's somewhere between 300 and 400 significant miracles that I've seen happen with these two eyes. I don't even know how many cancers have been healed anymore. I don't even know how many tumors are gone anymore. I've seen him heal lupus. I've seen him heal diabetes. I've seen him heal heart disease. I've seen him heal cripples. I've seen a lame walk. I've seen him do the impossible. There's a lady in this room. Her name is Miss Pam. Where are you? Come here. Come here, Miss Pam. Come here, Miss Pam. Now, when you see her walk up here, that might not mean anything to you until I tell you that she used to be paralyzed. We are talking about the evidence of the greatness of God. She had a stroke that paralyzed her, but today, give our great God a great praise. I came to announce to the world this right here. I just want y'all to see. On the Sounds of Revival CD, if you got it, there's inside, there's a picture of an empty wheelchair that was hers. She was bedridden for over 100 days, in a nursing home for over 70 days. Her muscles had atrophied. She had a cervical spine issue where her C2 and her C4 spine collapsed on each other, and she had pain all throughout her body. She had rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporotic arthritis. But today, there's no wheelchair. She was healed in an instant. She was healed in an instant. I came to announce to the world, whether you believe it or not, story. But what we can tell you is that one day, July 4th, she was diagnosed with a brain-eating amoeba with a mortality rate of 97%. And not only did she have it, but they suspected that 6 of her children had a brain-eating amoeba, and they expected all of them to die within a week. But the church prayed. What the devil wanted to do was roll 7 caskets in our church, but he did not expect our God to step in 24 hours with no medicine. Grab somebody's hand right here. Grab somebody's hand right here. Still moving. Still proving just how great he is. How great he is. Come on, somebody, he's still. I know you grab hands, but lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. So Father, right now in this atmosphere, we speak to every sickness and disease, and we command by the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed. Whether you're in this room, whether you're watching, whether you're listening, we send the healing power of God now. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Everything's easy for him. And so in the name of Jesus, sickness be healed. In the name of Jesus, sickness be healed. Pain be gone. Arthritis be healed. Lupus be healed. Cancer be healed. Tumors be healed. Paralysis be reversed. In the name of Jesus, we say, rise up, take up your bed and walk. Move your legs. Walk, woman of God. Walk, man of God. In Jesus' name, be healed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we send the healing word of the Lord. Every thyroid condition, be healed. Every eye condition, be healed. Deafness in the ear, be healed. In the name of Jesus, shoulder pain, be healed. Foot pain, be healed. Osteoarthritis, be healed. Rheumatoid arthritis, be healed. In Jesus' name, whatever the sickness is, we say, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Conditions be healed in